Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Vanessa, and this is Mystery Miracles and Mysticism, and I am very grateful to be here this evening. So, just before the show, I discovered, and I knew that it was out, but actually before I go any further, this show is dedicated to Almeen, world-leading mystic and seer of her time. If you want to find out more about her, you can check out www.spiritualjourneys.com. And for those interested in finding her diary, you actually have to click on the blog. It's actually been changed. So you click blog, and that will bring you to Almeen's diary. Now, I'm aware that there are changes coming. There is talk of a private diary. So I felt something was changing when I saw that. But anyhow, without further ado, before this radio show started, I have to have a look because you can sign up for a regular newsletter from Almeen. And then when you do that, so you'd have to go to the diary and register there, the blog. So www.spiritualjourneys.com and look at the blog. And every week you will get an email from Team Almeen. And so I've been having great fun because you get basically the newest unfoldments of what's occurring cosmically, or new tools, new gifts that Almeen has brought out. And I was just playing with this because I see that she has, now I know this was out anyway, but I guess I'm being reminded, and it's the runes by Almeen. So she has brought through 672 runes, sacred runes and life art, because they help activate inner and outer realities, and actually help communicate, start the inner and outer start to communicate as one. And so you can go to the App Store. So you have on this email, it's like you go to the App Store and you can get the runes for your Android phone or, you know, your iPhone. And it's really cool, actually. I'm looking at it going, this is so cool. Because, you know, I'll tell you what you get with it. Now, it's €34.81. And she's saying that this app was designed for those who are striving to master fully the newest magical instrument, Runes of the Divine Mother. I'm actually working with the Runes of the Mother right now. And so anyway, this is the most complete mobile instrument for working with the new runes. The following functions and information are included in the application. Complete description of the 7 groups of the Runes of the Divine Mother, which is brilliant. So you don't kind of have to carry around the book, which the book is amazing, because also the Book of Runes, because, you know, stacked up with the book of, you know, there's 7 books actually that I'm aware of that Almeen's bringing out, and all of them create sacred alchemy, whether you read them or not. So if you have them in your environment, in your home, they're amazing, incredible gifts to give yourself. But if you don't want to be carrying around a big, massive book, you know, it's a hardback book, it's great to have at home. So I think this is great because it's evolving. Excuse me. So it shows that the app, you know, everyone seems to be totally digitalized these days. It's great if you are somewhere and you want to get an insight about something. I'm not saying you stay stuck to your computer or to your phone. In fact, it's good to switch those things off and go into a place of timelessness. But on the other hand, if in your line of work that you have, you know, you need to use your phone and stuff like that, which a lot of people do, this app is designed for those who are striving to master fully the newest magical instrument. So, you know, if you have a question or something you'd like to ask, hang on, I'll do the runes. I'll go into a place of silence for the moment and ask the Divine Mother, you know, what's the insight I need to get here, or what do I need to shift within myself? So here we are, complete description of the 7 groups of the Runes of the Divine Mother, functionality for familiarizing yourself with studying the images and meanings of all 672 runes, inclusion of angel god names corresponding to each rune. Now, I think that is pretty brilliant, because you can call the angel god, even for those who aren't rune masters, rune grand masters yet, actually want to start familiarizing themselves with these beautiful sacred tools, then you can do so and actually call on the angel gods to assist you as well, which is incredible. Instant access to any rune through the search option using any word in the rune description or the rune's number, capability of adding runes to the favorites tab, functionality for viewing your rune browsing history. Okay, I'm a bit fascinated with this. I'm like, oh, I want to play with it. So what she's saying is, for practical work with the runes, you can use the option, pick a rune. This will actually come up saying, pick a rune, and then ask the question, ask for advice, and receive the insight. So I think that is pretty amazing, because I am definitely going to get that for myself. I think it's a brilliant gift to give yourself or someone else you love. So, okay, moving onwards. What else is new in the treasure chest? Let's have a look. Okay, I always love when I see the new email from Team Almeen. I kind of get excited every time I see it, whether it be underworld stuff or anything else. I still love it. So, okay, someone, you know, here's a new one. How to draw in new life force. Someone said, you've often said we need to pull, sorry, excuse me. I'll start that again, shall I? You've often said that we need to put at least one new and one challenging thing into our daily life, that it draws in new life force, rejuvenation, and prevents stagnation. What examples can you give of how you applied this principle today and yesterday? And Almeen is answering. You can check all of this out on the diary, by the way, but I'm just reading it to you so you have, you know, if it's easier for you to listen. Almeen's answer is, because I'm still learning to focus my eyes properly, I have not driven a car since the end of 2014. It takes a conscious effort to put new and challenging activities into one's day if you're housebound. Yesterday, I made home-brewed alcohol-free ginger beer. It had to ripen over the next day, but it seemed successful. For the first time, I walked to the store and carried some groceries back myself. I had a new realization. Our Russian office has asked that I create a new product, a private diary, in which I share revelations and insights as they come. Previously, that would be about 3 times a week. Now the desire for me to do so creates daily revelations. You are calling the information in, just as I expected. I had a feeling about something, and here's the answer. Anyway, Amin says, I prepared a sourdough starter to create a variety of culinary creations. I studied how to produce my own yogurts. I tried a new bread recipe and hope by tomorrow to learn the very tricky art of making puff pastry. I wrote a paper in assessing and treating stress and anxiety according to the Burn psychological evaluation. Now, that will be very interesting because I had someone come into my workplace today and I picked up on, like, she was losing her hair and I really felt for her. She was a stunningly beautiful looking lady. And, you know, she took off her wig and, you know, she was losing her hair. And my heart just went out to her and I gave her the best advice I could give her and her husband because, you know, they just came in off the street and came to see me. So, you know, I did what I could do, but I would be very grateful to hear Amin's, for what I'm aware of in treating stress and stuff like that and what I've learned with Amin over the years that I've been studying with her. I would be very grateful for, you know, if she's going to make that paper available for assessing and treating stress and anxiety because that has been coming into my awareness. So I saw it manifested in my reality with, you know, masculine, feminine aspect. So I don't know why I'm saying this, but I feel it's connected with soul realm as well. So, you know, it's just coming into my awareness. So anyway, let's go further on. I'm always deeply grateful for the insights that Amin shares on her diary, and it will be interesting for our private diary. You know, that will be very, very interesting to see how that unfolds and what she's going to reveal there. So stay tuned for more updates. That's all I can say. Let's see what else is on here. You know what? You know what I think we're going to do? Yeah, okay. We'll read some more and then maybe we can actually play a lovely elixir from you because the songs I'm playing tonight are all from Labyrinth of the Moon and they are representative of the unknown planets as far as I'm aware. Well, I'm going to read a little bit about Silent Retreats with Seer Amin. It's all very exciting. It's actually, do you know what? I'm going to go back even further. Because I've been so picking up on the fairy beans as well. And there was a message sent in earlier on this week. And it was so interesting because I was away. And I lay in bed one night and I shared this with one of the brothers. And I had an actual gemstone beside me on the bed. And I was asking that the correct frequencies be placed in this beautiful gemstone. And I put it on the bed beside me. And I was laying in bed and I was starting to go to sleep, but I couldn't sleep, but I was, you know, trying to be as still as I possibly could. And then I heard this little kind of like tinkle in my left ear. And I realized it was a feminine fairy aspect that was trying to communicate with me. And I have to admit, I do love the kids' movies, Tinkerbell movies, and the fairy being, I feel, you know, connected with me in this way to help me realize that she's trying to speak with me. I was going to go, oh, right, okay. So anyway, when I checked Almin's diary, and these are the divine synchronicities that I'm realizing, you know, and everyone who walks this sacred journey ends up having in some way or another in their own reality, like a thread that ties in with the blog or the diary. So I'll read what occurred after I had this the night before. This is what happened the night before. I received communication from a beautiful fairy being. And then I see on Amin's diary, someone wrote in a question saying, I keep writing the same thing The same thing over and over. And I don't know why. Can you tell me what it means? And there's a picture of this beautiful writing there. It's gorgeous. And Amin says, the word means, can I, yeah, can I think that's how you pronounce it, I'm not sure, means beauty of nature, and ya means children. It is written in a very advanced fairy language. It comes from an advanced group of fairies that create and caretake lakes and the surrounding park-like forests, naturally occurring parks. These fairies are residing in the park center and lake near Red Deer, where we have walked during previous retreats. However, the word Kenai, ya, is not from their language. It's what the old people called them, tribes that lived in the area long ago. It's kind of profound, you know, and the writing looks so beautiful. It really does. And then there was an update on this. There was another thread added. A healing fairy message translated by Almin. I love fairies. So anyway, I was talking about the fairies today, actually, and a fairy song. I just feel it's so beautiful that, you know, all the threads tying together. A healing fairy message translated by the seer Almin. The question was, this is the writing that came through when I went to connect with the fairies. See the fairy post writing translated by Seer Almin, March 26, 2016. Can you understand the message? And Almin's answer, the lines read as follows. We speak for the crying girl. Her bones lie on the bottom of the lake. She wants to go home to her mother. We see you know how to do this. She calls and floats above the water. Signed, Zaravi. And then there's a note from Amin says, the Balbas Patah protocol for assisting in clearing ghosts and psychic impressions, Esclavinet, should be used. The girl's mother has passed on. In this way she can be reunited with her and go home. She's about 11 years old and the end result of a tragic abduction. So there you go. You never ever know why they're communicating. You know, it's amazing that obviously you can communicate with them and receive the transmission and the translation together. It's great. And so profound is not the word I would use when I see all these threads tying in together. In my perspective anyway, I don't speak for anyone else, but I speak for myself when I say I'm so eternally grateful for everything and all the beautiful gifts. And on that note, I'm going to play Can Igvit, Beyond Forever. And this is part of a beautiful album that Almin made called Labyrinth of the Moon. You can check it out on www.spiritualjourneys.com. And I hope you enjoy this. Thank you. And for those who've just joined us, welcome back to the show. That was Kenigvit, Beyond Forever, and that's from Labyrinth of the Moon, an album that Almin released a while ago. You can check that out on www.spiritualjourneys.com, and you can go to the store, or the blog, and it will direct you to the store. Anyhow, I did want to kind of go back there about the eyes. I noticed the last 2 days, and I don't know if anyone else had that as well, but I couldn't see properly out of my eyes, and I kept trying to focus. I couldn't actually see properly out of my eyes, and this is yesterday and still today. So I'm aware of it, and I don't know if it's connected with what Almin is saying, but I feel there are no accidents. So without further ado, moving onwards, because we've got some exciting news as well. So I'm going to read now about the silent retreats. And this was amazing, actually, some of the things. Silent retreats with the seer Almin. Now what? Why has my family... Now, this is really interesting. And some people may find this in their realities as well. You may bring their stuff up because your frequency has changed. And, you know, stuff happens. So let's read this because it's great that someone asked the question. Why has my family acted so irritated and hostile towards me since I've come back from the last silent retreat with you? And Almin's answer is, well, let's make a list. There should be some music in the background for this, actually, because anyone who goes to retreat is quite brave. The last retreat was specifically designed to facilitate and enhance empathic and telepathic abilities in participants. This means that controlling and manipulative behavior from others, as well as their irritation towards you, is clearly discernible by you. You're going to be far more aware of things that were hidden before. The self-relationships within have strengthened for you, making you less controllable and more self-sovereign in codependent relationships, which the greater majority of relationships are. This stepping out of another's control and becoming more unpredictable as authenticity increases makes them enraged. Your frequency has dramatically changed. You made a very significant shift in consciousness during the retreat. This highly evolved presence irritates others as it causes a release of toxins held by suppressed anger in their livers. All currently scheduled private silent retreats with the seer Almin are filled. An additional retreat may be scheduled in late September 2016. Please contact Jan at Almin.net to find out how to register. That's so interesting what she says, you know, because I mentioned to someone that I was going to a retreat with Almin, and then there was a lot of stuff that came up, actually, and I was kind of like, okay, so I just allowed it, but I realized that it was triggering some suppressed anger, maybe. So yeah, it's very interesting, and I haven't even been there yet, so anyway, at least it's been released, that's all I can say. And okay, let's go. But it's amazing, and I'm glad that Almin answers that, because it can happen to a lot of major lights on Earth, those who go to Almin's retreats. Major lights on Earth have gone through that, and sometimes it hasn't been pleasant, you know. So it's nice to have like clarity on that. So the other stuff is, after that retreat, my feeling is it was resurrection. It was all about resurrection. And Almin posted a little post saying, resurrection is good news. My most precious family of light, is Easter Sunday, a day to celebrate the resurrection, and it's available to everyone on earth. So, you know, what a prize this gift to all. And so since, my feeling is, since the silent retreat, it's been a significant life-changing event that has now made it easier for more of us to attain resurrection. So that is a gift. I am deeply grateful to Almin and our beloved light family for, you know, achieving that. And they were certainly in my prayers and in all of the Kanish that I've been doing, and eternally grateful. So, living as a master beyond mortal boundaries. This is also a very valid question, and I'm glad that someone else asked it, because I found this happened to me when I first started doing Almin's teachings and sort of, you know, embodying them. And I'm glad that Almin answered it. Really grateful. So I'm going to read it. I find myself entering deeper and deeper into this journey of your work, being around friends and families. I'll read that again. I find myself entering deeper and deeper into this journey of your work. Being around friends and family seems so abrasive, and I'm concerned that I'm withdrawing from the world. Please comment. Almin's answered, well, there's a good reason for sparing interaction with others. It is the same reason that holy ones throughout the ages have withdrawn from society when one is transmuting the body's cells by living beyond mortal boundaries. Being bombarded by their limited belief system and lower frequency makes it a constant battle to prevent yourself from getting ensnared in their lower paradigm. That's not very relaxing. It drains energy as well, something that is essential to consciousness. Something that's essential to consciousness. Yep. So all of this resonates with me. Every single bit of it. It's so true. And that's all I can say. And it's true about interacting sparingly, very sparingly. Okay, let's see. There's a new post. We did that how to. Okay, there's a new. I'll read first of all what. Let me see. Oh, there's so much to choose from. And I really have to kind of speed it up a little bit now. Okay, there is a new online course coming out. And that is Becoming a Master of Manifestation, on starting on Saturday, April the 23rd, 2016. And it's Almin's first online event in 1.5 years. So there's a good offer going on at the moment. So if you're an early bird, it will be cheaper. And what's going to be in this online course? Manifesting Peace on Earth, Guided Meditation, Interfacing the Time Map, Bird Clock and Fairy Clock Discourse. So if you did the first online course with the time map, you can check that out on Almin's blog. And actually, I will read today's mantra. So today's mantra is, I embrace a life through the intimacy of an open heart. So when you do the online course, you'll get all the mantras for the cosmic year. We're living from this beautiful time map. So you're not really on the same calendar as the old calendars. You're actually living on the cosmic time, this cosmic time map. And then you get all of the mantras for each day that you try and live and embody. And you also have a personal mantra for the entire year. And you have that angel's call on all year to help you live and embody it. So, okay, what's on this online course? Manifesting Peace on Earth, Guided Meditation, which I'm very grateful to get and do. Interfacing the Time Map, Bird Clock, and Fairy Clock Discourse. Manifesting a Harmonious Environment, another guided meditation, the Ceremony of Abundance, Manifesting a Resurrected Reality, the Role of Density in Delaying Outcome and Manifestation Discourse. This I'm very interested in. So, and it's resonating, and I feel it in every cell of my being. I'm to do it, so I'm doing it, and that's it. And I feel if it's calling to you, just listen to yourself, because it's something for you, something that you can maybe shift within yourself, and gain the insight of why things have been delayed in your life, sometimes as much as, you know, years. So let's just, I feel this is brilliant. Okay, so in response to the multiple requests to be able to have a lecture in Amin's voice, we've put together the recorded training sessions of her preparing her support team for their events. She has given permission for this to be made available to her life family because of the groundbreaking nature of this material that has up till now only been touched on in the Moscow event. These recordings were done during the multiple days so as not to stress her voice. She's hoping later in the year to be able to create an online event especially for you. That would be amazing. Okay, so if you're interested, go for it. What purpose has duality served? Amin's answer is, it has provided structure. Let's just see. It has provided structure, which is space, and movement, which is time. A subatomic particle has dual components, a horizontal feminine and a vertical masculine axis. This provides space. It resembles a wavy cross. The virtual axis strives to break free from this relationship by moving. Because its center is anchored to the feminine, it can only rotate. Measurable movement is creating the passage of time. So, and the question is, how exactly does the movement translate into time? These are all really good questions. Think of the subatomic particle. The same applies to the macrocosm. Where two fields are parallel, universes or realities intersect as two intersecting disks rather than lines. The vertical disk as is rotating through the stationary horizontal one. Every time a certain point on the vertical intersects a certain point on the horizontal, there are of course countless points. That point lights up. A second is formed. Fragment of reality becomes accessible in a specific location. To simplify it, like a row of little Christmas tree lights lighting up in succession, it creates the illusion of movement. I love these questions and answers. Okay, that is, I feel that it for tonight's show. So there's been lots of little updates and things like that, and I will be back again next week with more hopefully juicy updates and excitement, and I'm observing the poetry of life and poetry coming into my life and expression and new beautiful things, and I'm just deeply grateful to all of you who listen, and I just want to say thank you, and thank you to Amin. I just feel you are such an inspiration, Amin, and I am deeply grateful to you. And on that note, I would like to say goodnight to my beloved Light family, and I'm going to play the last song of the evening from Amin, from Labyrinth of the Moon, called Rise of the Goddess Archetypes. And I will tune in again next week, or I will be here next week. I'm going to trust each and every one of you.